Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we'll be reading a story called Whispers from My Music Box, Part 2. It's from a collection of stories written by Tobias Wade called 54 Sleepless Nights. There will be a link to the book in the description of this video and podcast episode if you would like to support the author. If you do end up purchasing yourself a copy, please do let me know so I can say thank you. Let's get started. Absolutely not. Mr. Wayland's hand was shaking as it gripped the metal fork. We sat across from each other at the long wooden table, waiting for Mrs. Wayland in the kitchen. Why not? Jackie stays in her room anyway, she won't bother anyone, and she can help Mrs. Wayland with the chores. My name is Mother. Mrs. Wayland glided into the room with a broad dish of wilted green Brussels sprouts. I don't want a child making a mess of my kitchen. Jackie isn't a child. You said she was a young woman yourself, I interjected. But I think she's in trouble and needs our help. I'll buy all her food and...
Why do you think she's in trouble? Mr. Wayland interrupted.
She just sounded...
I was hot and angry and didn't catch my mistake until too late. I choked on my words, then took a long drink of water, my eyes on my plate.
When did you speak to her? Mrs. Wayland asked pleasantly.
Not since you picked me up, I lied, hastily, their eyes a mountainous weight upon my shoulders. They seemed to relish my shame as a shark breathing in blood.
The box, Mr. Wayland said unflinchingly. Where is it?
The fork in his hand wasn't trembling anymore. It was halfway toward the plate of Brussels sprouts frozen in the air, his muscles locked in terrifying stillness.
I don't know!
I heaped the vegetables onto my plate and bored down at them intently. Then when I could no longer bear the quiet,
I missed them, that's all.
Of course you do, dear, Mrs. Wayland said. And honestly, I wish that your sister was the type of person we could accept in this house. The cold hard truth is that she's a wicked woman who does deplorable things with deplorable people, and I won't have another vulgar word spoken on the topic at this dinner table.
I was completely shocked without any idea what they were talking about.
That's not true. Jackie never hurt anyone.
God would disagree, but I'm not here to judge, Mrs. Wayland said daintily.
But why are you lying?
If my eyes hadn't been glued to the plate, I would have seen the blow before it struck me. I tumbled to the ground, my temple an explosion of pain. Next I knew, Mr. Wayland was standing over me, his hand balling up my shirt as he dragged me toward his face.
The box. Where's the box, boy? He asked with single-minded grit.
That's enough playing around. Eat your vegetables, Mrs. Wayland said in a far-off, misty voice.
I don't know about any box, I promised.
I know it will take time to adjust to the civilized type of lifestyle we maintain here, but I would like to think he knows better than to lie or steal from his mother and father, Mrs. Wayland said, distinctly ignoring the way her husband's threatening posture.
It was a clear signal that he could do whatever he liked to me without worrying about her interference. Mr. Wayland hoisted me from the floor and propped me up in my chair. I didn't have much of an appetite after that, but that must have not bothered them, as neither of them addressed me for the remainder of the meal. I waited until after 2 a.m. before taking out the box again. I didn't dare open it inside, so I slipped downstairs and out the back door, kneeling amidst the thorny bushes which sprouted in the snowy yard. Once I was far enough away, I turned the golden key and listened for the haunting melody. The gentle rhythm never came, though, and a flurry of loud and frantic noises made me snap the music box shut again. Terrified of being heard, I scrambled over the icy ground, through the thorns and the darkness before I dared open the box again.
Run, run, run,
Jackie repeated with the swelling music. So I did. Feeling my way along the wooden fence to the little gate in the back, then around the house and into the freezing street, not knowing where I was going except to find my sister. I didn't stop when lights turned on behind me. I just ran as fast and as hard as I could, my heart racing in beat with the frenzied notes.
Run! Run! Run!
Where? I shouted in exasperation, taking a dark street at random to make myself harder to be found.
Hide! Hide!
There wasn't a moment's hesitation where I distinguished the words from the music box with my own thoughts. I dove between bags of leaves beside the road, piling them up around me to conceal me from the street. The music box clicked to a stop just as the glare of headlights glowed malevolently through the cracks in my hiding place. I didn't wind the box again until the lights had passed, pleased to hear a more subdued tone return.
"Run, run,"
whispered words, so gentle yet fearful. I threw the bags of leaves aside and stood to run, slipping on the frosty ground as sudden headlights engulfed me. The Waylands, both in bathrobes, had turned off their headlights and turned the car around after passing me by. I was running again, incredulous shock and disbelief as the car began accelerating toward me.
"Leave me behind," were the last words I heard from the box.
My body obeyed, flinging the box to the ground as I continued to run. High brick walls along the side of the street made it impossible to get off the road, and there was nothing I could do but run blindly and hope another car would intervene. But instead, a screeching sound and an explosive crash which shook me to my bone. The car had skidded off the road and into a light pole at such a pace as to fold the car around it. The music box lay smashed on the ground behind me. It occurred to me later that Mr. Whalen might have seen it falling and slammed on the brakes, prompting the car to skid across the icy ground and lose control. I remember a policeman asking me about their deaths, and something at a hospital, but nothing after that was clear. When I think back about that time, all I can remember is the music, how it was being written in real time as a mirror upon my soul, and how it felt listening to something so real that I heard it from the inside out. I'm still living in the Waylands' house, and it was another month before I saw Jackie again. She'd been living at her girlfriend's house, but moved in with me after she found out what had happened. The most curious thing in talking to her about the situation, though, was that she didn't believe a word I said about the music boxes. She had never once spoken into her music box, and she'd never once heard me whisper back in return. I never did learn the truth about the boxes, or what the Waylands wanted them for, but it seemed to me that it must have been my mother inside the box all along. My sister kept the remaining box, though, where I hope my father is still watching and keeping her safe through whatever trials she has yet to come. That's the end of the story. I really hope you enjoyed this little mini-series as part of the 54 Sleepless Nights collection. If you did, I'd love to hear your thoughts. If you're on YouTube, I'd love to see a comment or maybe like the video and just let me know what you thought. If you're anywhere else, though, I don't know what you have in terms of options, but I'd like to also give a huge shout out again to my patrons for helping make this video possible, this episode possible. And if you'd like to support the channel, you can by liking or subscribing, you know, all the basic things people babble on about, or by supporting via Patreon. If you'd like to come chat with us, though, there is a Discord. So with all that said, I really hope you enjoyed this little story, and we'll see you in the next one.